Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, William Shatner, the Statue of David, and Donnie Baker.
Pat, I got another little quick challenge for you.
Okay.
This is a slightly different set of rules on this one. This involves Mr. William Shatner. As you know, he went up into space yesterday.
I hadn't heard anything about it.
Do you have that story?
William Shatner has safely returned from his trip to space aboard a Blue Origin rocket. The 90-year-old actor became the oldest person in space after blasting off on Wednesday with three other passengers in the fully automated capsule.
All right.
The capsule traveled to an altitude of 66.5 miles over the West Texas desert before safely parachuting back to Earth.
Whee!
The flight lasted just over 10 minutes. Shatner told Jeff Bezos, "What you have given me is the most profound experience."
We have the audio, or at least part of it. Here we go. This is Mr. William Shatner.
"What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. It's extraordinary. I hope I never recover from this. I hope that I can maintain what I feel now. I don't want to lose it.
So beautiful.
Beautiful, yes, beautiful in its way, but..."
"No, I mean your words."
"Oh, my words.
It's just amazing."
I love William Shatner.
Welcome once again to the Maudlin Fest. No, you're amazing.
Jeff Bezos was so moved he took off his aviator sunglasses. Is that going to be the new look? Is that because of the president?
They're very, very hot right now, aviators.
I'm sticking with the Ray-Bans.
You can get Ray-Ban aviators.
Yeah, you mean the Wayfarers.
Is that what they're called, the Wayfarers?
Wayfarers. You got your Wayfarer, you got your Clubmaster.
Nicholson always wore the aviator Ray-Bans. But now President Biden's wearing them all the time.
I think the most iconic aviators is Top Gun, right?
I think so.
They wear the square ones. Yes.
I thought they flipped
them. Nope. All the pilots wear those squarey ones.
In the movie,
all of them.
Okay.
You're talking about in the movie, Willie?
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about in real life, Tom?
Yeah, in real life pilots. I'm telling
you. Okay. No. You guys are talking about two different things.
What?
So I just...
But they're both made by the Ray-Ban people.
Well, I understand.
Okay.
Buckle up.
This is insane.
Now, once again, sometimes we argue, we find stuff to argue
about.
That's
from the movie.
Okay.
Here. Yeah, so...
He's only 5'7". You know Tom Cruise is only 5'7".
People in media communications, the communication around here is...
I know.
I'm going to say sickening.
Life is like a card game. You can't tell anybody anything. I remember that.
Now, I'm reading about this from yesterday. This is kind of interesting. Shatner said he's going to write a song about this.
Oh, that's nice.
It says, Shatner, who has released over 10 albums as a recording artist, says he plans to write a song about the experience for his next album.
Yeah. I'd like to hear it.
You want to hear it?
You already helped. I know how it goes.
Are you ready?
Oh, okay, this is exciting.
back away a little more. Or Ace, maybe.
That's why
you've got control over there.
Bless his heart, it's not his fault.
Okay, that was good.
Wait, who could this be?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie, how are you?
I'm good, but I heard you guys talking about some truck dumping its load and spilling grapes all over it.
Yeah, it closed down the highway. Grapes all over the road.
Where is it?
It was somewhere
near Gilroy in California.
Gilroy, California.
Man, I'd love getting my dune buggy running again. You know, take it up the crash site. Just keep driving over and over and over. All them grapes just waiting to be popped. It probably feel like your tires are playing with bubble wrap.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Pretty odd. Not to mention, I hate grapes. So them grapes deserve it, you know? Think about it. Any fruit whose sole purpose is just to squirt in your mouth, it's gross, it's unchristian, it's like a little wet present, and then after you open it, you got to eat all the wrapping paper. Man, I remember being a small fry. Our neighbors, the Gorlocks, they had a mulberry tree in their front yard, and they'd pick and eat the grapes out of it because supposedly they're good for you. But always bragging about the vitamin C in them. Yeah, it's nice to harvest medicine out of fruit if you want to spend every day living like pilgrims, dumbass. Not to mention, look at all the time spent picking. Why waste your time plucking a mulberry tree for them grapes when you can just drive to the store the way God intended? And you can't tell me it don't affect your brain. Why else would you name your two sons Shelby and Renee? Swear to God. Now, after you cut the cord, may as well just send them both straight into counseling. Nice banana seat, Shelby. Nice Ray-Bans, Renee. Stupid grapes. I gotta go.
He's blaming the grapes.
Yeah, well, you don't want to turn it into wine, though, because it was mixed with diesel fuel. So
yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, okay. These are they're called the pilots, the Ray-Bans.
God bless it. We believed you. It was just a miscommunication.
No, don't tell me about miscommunication.
He's not done yet.
I'd like to tell you about miscommunication, but you wouldn't understand it
because you're so inarticulate.
Hey, I take.
My question is: Are the Ray-Ban aviators going to make a big comeback because of?
I don't think anybody wants to look like President Biden.
I didn't say they were. I'm asking.
Maybe I don't know. They're on TV more, I guess. But
the new Top Gun movie will be out sometime within the next year, so possibly.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see. And now Mr. Bezos has them on.
Okay.
And Mr. Shatner is going to write a song. I liked. I could tell you helped him with the lyrics. we have Jessica.
What's her name?
Well, I was going to say Alzey. Then I started to say Jizzy. Yeah. And that, boy, that came out wrong.
You were right.
Jizzy never comes out wrong.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
Even the worst one coming out was okay.
There you all go. Good, Alzey, what have you got over there in the world of news?
Well, there we go. An art exhibit in Dubai will only show the top half of Michelangelo's famed David statue.
That's right.
The 3D replica of the statue has been erected in the Italian Pavilion of Dubai's Expo 2020. However, only VIPs will be granted access to see the statue in its entirety.
And of those VIPs, only the VIPist.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
Regular visitors will only be able to see David's head for the 6 months he will be on display. David stands in the center of a narrow octagonal shaft.
It's a huge hole in the floor. This is so weird. I'm just looking it up. Imagine that there's a giant hole in the floor, and the statue of David sticks up, so you can only see the top. If you want to see the bottom, you'd have to go down to the next floor.
I got you.
Oh, yeah.
Yikes. Well, that's kind of censorship, don't you think?
Yeah, but it's Dubai.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, weren't you lucky enough? Aren't you going on an interview in Dubai? Isn't that
that's right? Well, Nikki, if you remember, Nikki Glaser's boyfriend,
yes,
exactly. At the time, had a career that took him to that area,
yeah,
in Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi,
yeah. He had an Abu Dhabi.
Man, oh man, I love that joke.
Clearly, it went fishing for it, and Josh is old, you know. And as you know,
if you're going to do the whole show this way, okay, so it's going to be a long morning.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 plates of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Oh, nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
The original Michelangelo's David, of course, as you can see here, I brought it up on my screen. It has the full. There's no fig leaf or anything.
How's that wiener look, Jess?
Oh, it's pretty gray.
Gray.
Yeah.
The white, I guess. You know, there's okay, a gold yeah. statue of Michelangelo's David in Louisville, Kentucky. Oh, have you seen that on the strip?
You think Midas got to him there, made him turn gold?
A little bit.
Does Jessica, he have, that was Muhammad Ali.
Floats like a butterfly, stings with his pee.
It stings when I pee. That's very funny. Like, yeah. What did Muhammad Ali... boy, boy.
Man, nailed that one, didn't you?
What did Muhammad Ali say when he got...
Chlamydia?
Yeah. I float like a butterfly,
stings when I pee.
Yeah.
A
joke.
You can't hear what you
again,
can't see.
Michelangelo's
Bravo,
David,
young man.
In contemporary slang terms... one would say not especially well hung.
Ah,
oh, oh yeah.
And when we come back, we're going to have a song from Pat's new album, believe it or not, kind of on this topic about statuary.
I'm not, sorry?
Why not just statues? Why can't you say that instead of statuary? Well, I don't even think that's... Is that right? Statuary?
You ever hear about that hobo that liked to make love to the statues? I mean, talk about statuary rape. Hey! Comedy.
Comedy.
We use words you don't even want to think about. Comedy.
Christy Lee is on assignment. Where'd we decide she was? South America? Digging out a canoe in the Amazon?
She's working with a veterinarian in the safari in Africa, helping injured animals.
Yeah, in all truth, just
nursing. She's suckling a rhino baby right now.
Just in all truth, she's on vacation. Just look at any weather map and where it's raining. She's
probably there
unfortunately.
It was all rain.
All she is sitting in. She's the Jessica half of the twin Jessicas.
Yeah, well,
we've established that it's Jess and Jessica. What have you got over there?
Well, today is National Dessert Day.
Oh.
So, have at it.
That's pretty vague, though.
I didn't mean to look at you when I said that either. I'm sorry,
but
Josh.
You did. You looked right in my eyes.
I don't know why.
Because you're the only one that went,
Yes, that is exactly why.
I'm the only one that likes dessert.
I love dessert. What's your favorite dessert, pal?
Buffet.
I tell you what, my favorite is my new favorite's that KQ from the milk bar.
Oh yeah, they take cereal, they put it in milk, and then they take the cereal out, they cook with it, they make these delicious cakes.
What?
There's like an that has an apple flavor, right? That KQ,
the apple cider donut one.
Apple cider.
I gotta say, cheesecake maybe.
Oh, how about that?
Gosh, yeah.
Is
that
really cake?
Yeah, it's got icing and
Who are you arguing with?
You?
You go to the Cheesecake Factory, you don't go, boy, that's delicious, but it's technically not a...
You ever go to that Cheesecake Factory, chick? Just cheesecakes on
we're behind on our quarters.
Oh, you guys knock it. I'll go there and eat an entire cheesecake with a real violinist playing for me.
I like
real cheesecake and real strings on my albums.
Yeah, that's the great thing about the Cheesecake Factory. They have everything.
Yeah,
it's like a diner.
And I feel first personally responsible for fixing their iced tea.
I love a menu that feels like Tolstoy wrote it.
We'll have four.
A thick tome.
Oh, my God.
There's a lot of items.
You wonder what it's like being one of the cooks there. I bet there's probably certain things that don't show up often, and when they do, it's, damn it.
Who ordered that?
Right now, we turn it back to Jessica Alsman sitting in for Christy. What have you got over there?
A new rent-a-person business in Japan allows customers to rent fat people.
Is that right?
Sora News 24.
News on your side.
Reports that the company named Debu Kari, from the Japanese words debu, meaning fat, and kariru, meaning rent, claims it is...
Well, don't you read right to left? Rent fat.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. Is that Japan or is that...
I guess you do, Tom. I guess down is up and down.
I don't know.
Debu Kari claims it is promoting progression away from an era where being fat had a negative image. Debu Kari said they can provide commercial clients with plus-sized models and extras for photo shoots and video projects.
Well, that's different.
Do you pay by the hour or by the pound?
Fair question.
Oh.
As for why individuals would want to rent an overweight person, Debu Kari suggests they can help eating a crazy large portion menu item.
What?
At a restaurant. They can help pick out a present for someone heavyset. They can offer advice. They can join you on a seesaw.
No!
Hilarious.
Join you on a seesaw, well, John.
One-sided game. It's got to be two versus one, that one.
Or pose with you in a photo to make you look thinner.
This is all pretty evil.
Another important point is that De Bucari is not a romantic escort, erotic entertainment, or otherwise titillating service.
No, that's De Bucaki, which is when fat people...
There's no sex allowed.
It's really a mess.
But the company charges $19 an hour for non-business rentals.
This does speak to a theory I've always had. I've always thought that women will like a bigger guy like me because I do make the girls that I'm with look smaller in photos, and I think they secretly like it.
Boy, that you'd have to ask, well, Jess, what are your thoughts on that?
I think so. But same time, I feel like I'm as big as Donnie, so we're the same size.
Okay.
I guess. But my friend, she's got a husband.
A fat boyfriend?
No, he's not fat at all. He's like more of a brawny man.
A real chubber.
He could cut down a tree or something. So she's like, no, he just wraps around me like a bear. Keeps me warm. So
feels more safe, secure.
I think so.
So you're supposed to rent someone who is somewhat hefty to go...
help you finish a meal, potentially.
Clean up that plate.
This is insane.
I'm not going to eat all this. Can you help me?
Can I run a fat person to finish this?
I don't understand the seesaw.
No.
Like, I would
Here's
fast.
I finally found that here is a picture. And, these guys are all fairly hefty. This guy, sumo level.
Wow.
Big fella.
Sumo level.
Yeah, this one guy is very, very big. But they seem to be very happy in these photographs.
Is that a picture of him at the restaurant eating?
Yeah, here's a picture of this guy literally stuffing his face. I mean, aren't there websites where you can, is a place you can watch, I guess, YouTube videos of people?
Yeah, what are those called? Mukbang
or
something like that?
Of a certain size eating.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are there?
Yeah, just eating videos, yeah.
Pretty crazy.
I would totally do that. I have no integrity, but I would definitely get rented out and just, go ruin someone's holiday party. You know, they hate their boss. I go eat all the snacks at the holiday party. Absolutely, I'd do that.
Chick always had an idea. We often get invited to weddings of people we don't know.
And yep.
Chick has said we should accept one time.
We should just walk in,
pull chairs right up to the buffet.
like Aykroyd and Belushi and the Blues, but throwing each other shrimp.
How much for the women?
Yes. Okay.
The little girl. I want you by your children.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.